Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me now, County Commissioner Bill Novotny. Bill, how you doing today?
Brady, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Had a good weekend. Did you wish your mom a happy Mother's Day yesterday?
Absolutely. I have a wonderful mother, and wished my sister a happy Mother's Day as well. She's got three boys, and as you know, moms seem to all they do this time of year is chase either track or soccer athletes. So big weekend coming up for those guys, and we wish them all the very best, whether it's KC Buckaroos, who are having just a great season, or the Buffalo Bison athletes, and how about Ryan Mader and that track team? Really very solid, but got both the boys and the girls headed over to Jackson for state soccer, so a lot going on this weekend.
Exciting time.
Just not in town.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You got to travel for it this year.
You do.
It's out in Jackson for state soccer, so enjoy that if you're heading out there for that. We got a few things to talk about here this morning. One, we'll just kind of touch on this briefly. You got a meeting coming up tomorrow. Is there anything exciting on the agenda?
You know, at this point, and I'm going to set the agenda after we finish up here on the radio this morning, but just a few items. Regular administrative, obviously the first of the month meeting is usually our more of a heavy lift. And coming out of that last meeting, obviously there was a lot of discussion about the tax refund for WPX and just how that's going to impact people. And $1.4 million is a lot of money. And what people don't necessarily understand is that that was taxes that were collected in 2013 off 2012 production. So it's kind of hard to budget and plan for refunds that are going to come 5 years down the road. But WPX did some accounting and actually went through a court case with the state of Wyoming, and they were victorious. And now we have to come up with tax dollars that we were not entitled to back in 2013, and those have to be refunded. And through our county attorney, Barry Crago, we're working on a repayment schedule with the taxpayer. Normally in a case like that, as long as there's still a taxpayer in the county, we can delay the repayment of that tax bill over 5 years against their current tax burden. But unfortunately, because they sold all of their assets to Carbon Creek, they're no longer a Johnson County taxpayer, so we've got to cut them a check. And so we're hoping that they'll agree to a three-year repayment schedule. If that's not the case, then we'll have to just go ahead and cut them one big check and then charge back to the special districts. And primarily the biggest recipient of that tax payment back in 2013 was the school district, about $900,000. So that money will be accounted for and collected and sent back to WPX. So we'll kind of hopefully maybe get that resolved tomorrow. We did have on Thursday, we did find out the county was victorious. We have an individual taxpayer who decided to challenge the constitutionality of Board of Equalization hearings. Barry Crago, who represents the county in those instances, did just a phenomenal job in his arguments, and we were victorious. And we do anticipate that that's going to get appealed. So between the tax protest, the lodging tax, and then whatever happens with the Carbon Creek tax protest, we might as well just get Barry his own chair down at the Supreme Court, and because I think he'll be keeping it warm over the next few months. But what's important to know is that we're being very cognizant of protecting the rights of the county and also the taxpayers here, and making sure that everything's done above board. So we do work very hard on those things. And, you know, the biggest thing, obviously, that's not going to be on our agenda tomorrow, but will be on the following Monday, is the delivery of the budget. All of the elected officials in the different departments have submitted their budget to the county clerk, and she's getting it all packaged up. And so she'll turn that over to all of us on Monday, and then we'll start the process of our budget hearings. And we have to have that budget done by the beginning of July. So it's going to be a bit of a, I don't know if you call it a marathon or a sprint or exactly what, but just about 40 days of some pretty serious work to get that budget in line with what our revenue is going to be and expectation of the services the people in the county have.
I would say 40 days sounds more like a marathon, but if you're sitting in those budget meetings, it may seem more like a sprint with everything that happens.
Well, I think, Brady, it's one of those that you run a marathon every day. Yeah. So
that's a tough 40 days.
But, you know, we'll get through it. And the departments, I think for the most part, realize that the valuation is going to be the same as what it was last year. So we either have to find savings to offset any new expenses or find ways to either create additional revenue or really truly find savings. Because what I'm looking at is probably an increase in my health insurance costs, as well as what I'm required to contribute for my employees' retirement. And when those costs go up and your revenue stays flat, you start to have some difficult choices. And certainly we want to be as fair and equitable as we can to our employees, but also making sure that we're taking care of our roads and have an adequate patrol and providing good services.
So it makes budget meetings so fun, right? Because you never have as much money as you'd like to be able to spend.
That's exactly it.
So you got to figure out, okay, we got to cut it here, we got to cut it here. And nobody's ever happy when you're cutting something that affects them. But you know what? That's why we put you guys in those positions, to make those tough decisions.
That is exactly it.
So good luck.
Yes.
And you know, one of the things you were talking about, the tax protest, and you mentioned that there's a possibility you could have to cut one major check. If you have to do that, what does that mean for the county taxpayers?
Well, what it means is that hopefully they don't experience anything. It will be business as usual at all of the county offices. What I'll do is work with the treasurer and the county clerk and make sure that our cash position enables us to meet all of our obligations, repay that. And so we may temporarily have to move some money out of a reserve account to make up the difference. Right now, this is the time of year when people are paying their property taxes, that second installment. So it is the time when a lot of money does come into the county. And so between the treasurer and the clerk, we'll juggle and manage finances, but we will do our very best to ensure that people really don't see any interruption in services or have any idea that we're working very hard behind the scenes to adjust and deal with less money than we had. And then as the money that is owed, that was paid out from those districts and the school district, come back in, then we can replenish our dollars that we've had to offset. So just cash management.
So now's the time to get ready for budget meetings and all that fun stuff. Anything else exciting happening with the county right now?
You know, I did have a conversation with our congressional delegation after our meeting with the district ranger. And obviously, we find it's very, very important to keep a forest ranger here in Buffalo. And I'm hearing some very positive things out of the congressional delegation. We hope to see them weighing in on the issue in the coming days, and we'll really cement it in the minds of the Forest Service that that position needs to fill, and if they need to find cuts, they need to look elsewhere. So beyond that, you know, we're working very hard. Starting on Thursday, you'll see the filing open up for all of the county positions. You know, we certainly already have signs up for some of the folks, and it's going to be just an exciting time. Obviously, we wish Sheriff Kozicek the very best as he finishes up his term, and we really appreciate the years of service that he's given to this county, and whether it was his time as a sheriff or an undersheriff or even, you know, he started in the highway patrol. Guy has just a phenomenal record of service, so we appreciate all that he's done. Debbie Vandal up at the clerk of district courts, she's going to retire after, I think, close to 30 years of service in that office, just this last 4 years as the clerk of district court up there. So again, we thank her for her service. So you're going to see some new faces in some of the county offices from retirement. And certainly we've got some great folks that we hope come back. Our county clerk, the county treasurer, I know have announced that they're going to run again, which is fantastic. I'm going to make my intentions known on Wednesday night to go ahead and throw my name back in. So a lot of things will start to kick off. Certainly you'll see gubernatorial candidates running all over the state. So it's going to just be kind of an exciting summer around here. At this point, I haven't heard anyone that's committed to running for Mike Madden's seat, but we hope that some folks step up, because that's really a very, very important seat for the county and for the state. So,
is that somewhere we could see Bill Novotny?
I kind of like what I'm doing.
We like what you're doing too, Bill.
Thank you.
We're talking with County Commissioner Bill Novotny. Bill, thank you so much for taking the
Always
time.
Always a good time. See
Absolutely.
You, Brady.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. KBBS Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.